Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so little rattled.
What's the matter, pumpkin?
That you wanted to have a stripper Build-A-Bear.
No, I didn't want to have one.
I just asked
if that profession should be treated as seriously.
Just, I don't...
You're going to have doctors and lawyers. Why are you excluding the stripper bear?
I don't get it.
He's creepy, man.
Well, Sean wanted a Bear Humane Society. I think
he is. Actually, I get what he's saying.
I think his is worse.
No, yours is smart. And so what he's saying is for all of us that have kids that are now grown out of the Build-A-Bear phase, we undress our bears.
Right.
Strip them down.
We take their shoes off. We take their policeman outfit off.
That's that stripper thing.
You put it in a baggie, mm-hmm. right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
And then we drive around in your cube.
Exactly.
And then kids can come up and they'd be like, oh, I want that used bear because it's like the pound.
So it's like an adoption service.
Yeah, it's like a rescue.
Yeah, it's a rescue. You rescue the bear out of the cube, and then you said you have a skateboarder?
We have a skateboarder. We have several, yeah.
Right. And I have a surfer and a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And so little children will come up to the cube, although I think you're not supposed to come up to strangers' cars for a bear.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, kids, I got a car full of teddy bears. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
I feel like there's an organization called Goodwill.
Yeah, but they
kind of does it.
Yeah, but
they have plenty of bears.
Oh my God! I'll tell you what. There's a Goodwill drop off by my house.
Yeah.
I don't know how people feel good about themselves dropping off the crap they drop off. Oh. I mean, like a weird pole, just a thing, you know. And sometimes it's closed, so they dump it there.
Yeah.
And so it's like a curtain rod that's bent.
Look, I think it's pretty common that you use the Goodwill drop-off lot as a junkyard. I think everybody's done it. You always have it in your head when you're loading it up. I wonder if they'll take this. I don't know. Give it a try. Right, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
You always do.
Totally.
You know you're dropping off junk.
I'll tell you what. I was judged for parking in the Cheesecake Factory pickup place. Well, I actually ate inside. But one thing is when I was getting all my son's old toys together and there were broken toys, I did not dump them off. I threw them away.
Well, aren't you special?
I know, but it's just weird when I get, you know, it's like,
yeah.
It's weird when I choose
bad.
To do.
I dropped off a lamp not that long ago, but it didn't have the shade. I figured they could mix and match.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fine. Yeah,
because that's okay,
you can buy a
shade. I mean, it's junk. It really was.
Well, you can buy a shade as long as the cord wasn't cut.
Well, the cord was a little shady. Could start a fire, but they took it.
That's funny you bring that up. I was thinking about my lamps the other day. I have two lamps on the entry piece into my house.
Yeah.
And the dog had chewed both of them all the way through. So they don't even work. They're just like, I guess it's like wearing a watch that doesn't work. That's a new fad thing, that watches that don't work. I have two lamps that you can't turn on.
But they look good.
They look great.
That's all matter.
So
in fact, you should just cut those cords.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Good. That's what you do.
Yeah,
just cut the cords.
I totally cleaned them up.
Clean it up. And they just sit there. They look good.
They're like, yeah. Okay, anyway, lots to get to this morning. First of all, obviously, we talked about Build-A-Bear, and boy, it was bad, friends. Bad. A Build-A-Bear nightmare is what it is. I believe we have some of the audio, and a lot of you have... A lot of you went, I was even shocked that my son, he has a, what do you call it, a half-brother?
Yeah.
And I said, did you talk to your dad at all? And he's like, yeah, he was in a bad mood. I'm like, oh, why? He goes, because he waited in line at Build-A-Bear. I'm like, your dad, the snowboarder, waited in a line for a bear? And then he said,
there's a lot of dads that waited in line yesterday.
I don't know that man to wait in a line for a bear.
Oh.
He must really
love his
wife.
He's changed.
He must really dig her and maybe like the kid a little bit more than he liked darts.
Oh, no.
Because there would have been none of that. Okay. Anyway, do you have the news thing? Okay.
A Build-A-Bear frenzy at local malls. A special promotion led to lines so long, as you can see, that the stores were forced to turn people away. This one-day pay-your-age event was so popular, the store had to shut it down over safety concerns.
These lines grew so long, it descended into chaos, and in some places, police actually had to be called in for crowd control.
Well, they're just going to revamp it. They'll next year maybe do pay your mom's age.
That is something you got to put socially. That is awesome.
Okay, that's what you do next year. Okay, Build-A-Bear, you learned.
You learned. Tweet
pay your mom's age.
That you have a great idea and text it to.
Right. So you got a 12-year-old kid. Mom's 34. You pay $34. I guarantee you the lines won't be as long.
Will you please tweet that idea to Toys
R
Us? Okay. Or Build-A-Bear. Not Toys R Us.
Hey, Build-A-Bear. Got an idea.
All right. So I wanted to tell you guys this in case you haven't already heard, and I'm sure you have. But if you go to Build-A-Bear Bonus Club, again, it's Build-A-Bear Bonus Club. You have 2 days to do that and get a $15 voucher. So 2 days, get it done. And then they're cutting it all off. All right. Serena Williams, crazy, in the Wimbledon. Or it's just Wimbledon.
Yeah, it's just Wimbledon.
It's
the grass courts, right?
It's just like the internet.
Yeah.
It sure is. Amy Schumer, she's denied that she is pregnant. But I blame her for this going viral. This is totally her fault. So she's launched a clothing line, and so she gave a little sneak peek of it. And what she did is she was pointing at her stomach, and she basically says, I have something cooking up, and she's pointing at her stomach. Well, that would make me think she's going to be pregnant.
Right.
She's like, no, you guys, I'm not pregnant. I'm starting a clothing line. My cooking up is these clothes I'm wearing.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was her fault.
She did it on purpose. I think she threw him off that way.
So we'd talk about
it? Yeah.
I'm
always suspicious.
Are people this smart?
Could be. Well, when you point to your belly and say something's cooking up, you got to figure people are going to start thinking the pregnancy thing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like
this. I think it's calculated.
It's kind of like when my son was like, Mom, oh my God, you're not going to believe it, but they're Sirius Radio or whatever. They leaked the new 21 Pilot song. I'm like, they didn't leak it, buddy.
No,
There's no leaks in our business.
It's called calculated.
Exactly. He was so crushed. He goes, wait, 21 Pilots did a publicity stunt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're into that, too.
Yes, your little authentic band. Yeah, sure did. Yeah. And their zoot suits or whatever that song is about.
Sure, but they're also business people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called a strategy.
I mean, he's like, there are no leaks in radio? Nope.
No.
It's a big fat lie, people.
There's no leaking.
All right, let's see here. Skyscraper and Hotel Transylvania 3, they open in wide release today. Skyscraper, I think it's going to be fantastic. They're predicting 33 million. I agree with you. It's going to be higher than that. What else do I have for you? Stormy Daniels. Charges have been dropped.
Yeah, because she's an out-of-towner.
Yeah, that's literally the truth.
She didn't know the rules.
I guess it's for regular employers that you can't put your patrons' faces in your boobs.
Yeah, and you get to the police station and you say, hey, wait a minute. I was in Detroit last night and I could put my boobs in somebody's face.
Exactly.
What's going on here? And then they just drop the charges.
Yeah. So, good for her.
Yeah.
I guess.
She's back on stage last night.
John Travolta. It's so sad.
Yeah.
You guys, there's a movie out and it's called Gotti the Movie. And, yeah.
They're saying that this movie was not even worth the film that it was put on.
Yeah.
That it was that bad. This Gotti movie. And I kind of wanted to see it when I first heard about it. I thought Travolta, I like his acting. And I thought John Gotti, it's probably a decent story. But it's awful.
This is the lowest grossing movie John Travolta has ever made. And they actually took it out of theaters after only 28 days.
Yeah, it's been out there about a month, I guess.
Yep, and it's bad. $4 million.
That's it.
Yes.
Nationwide.
Yes.
$4 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
By the way, it cost them like $25 million to make.
Mm.
I'm gonna say that they're a little.
And they had to pay
him. Red.
You know, he got paid.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I'll just put that over here. Sorry, John Travolta. I feel like I've seen the Gotti movies. I feel like I know what happens.
Yeah. They say it's a really, really bad Goodfellas. If you ever saw Goodfellas, they're saying it's the same thing, only it's worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What I was going to tell you. Wait, stand by. Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this. However, I'm sad. Did you ever see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Yeah, right?
Parts of it.
Well, I guess Keanu Reeves isn't sure, man, if Bill and Ted's going to come back. Here it is. Oh.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's been like 7 years. It gets like, I'm told, yeah, we're doing it.
Do you want to do it?
Of course. I mean, it would be fun to play that character. It would be great to work with Alex Winter again. You know, if the movie gods say it will be, then that would be most excellent.
Dude. What? Why are you doing that face? What's that?
There's certain movies.
Excellent.
Certain movies.
No,
like,
they totally have to bring it back.
Look.
Right, Sean?
Yeah, for sure. It'd be excellent.
Excellent.
Party on. Oh, different movie.
What's that one?
That was Wayne's World.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's Wayne's World.
I just got caught up.
What's Bill and Ted? Just excellent? Oh, no.
Sean?
Yeah?
Are you high?
And if you are, it's okay.
I felt like it's happened since 6. I don't think you came in that way.
It's just kicking in, man.
Oh.
Okay.
It's just starting. No, what I'm saying is that there are movies like this that are iconic. Bill and Ted's one of them. But even like Dumb and Dumber, it's a mistake to do the second one. You had a classic.
You laid it in there. Because you know what you always compare is the stupid Ghostbusters.
No.
That was a mess.
I see like Fast and Furious, that kind of movie, or
they
the
always make them
Mission Impossible. Those all have sequels. The Batmans or whatever. But these comedies like this, I think they're better off left alone. That's all. Oh, my goodness.
You are such a buzzkill.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's who I want to bring back. Who am I thinking? What's his name? He's got the puffy shirt.
The John. Puffy shirt?
Yeah, your sleeves are so puffy. Who am I thinking?
Kramer?
No, the movie!
I don't know. I've got no idea.
As you do. Yeah. Vote for. Come on.
You're thinking of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Vote for Pedro.
Yes!
Oh.
They should bring that one back.
Duh.
So good.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Right, he had puffy sleeves.
He did have puffy sleeves.
Anyway. All right. I guess Papa John's is no longer doing the Papa Slam. Sad day. Major League Baseball suspended its Papa John's promotion yesterday, a day after the company's CEO resigned after using the N-word during a conference call because he's a big idiot. They used to give you discounts when somebody hit a grand slam. And that day is over.
Yeah, I think the fallout for Papa John's is going to get even bigger.
Yeah.
It's just because this guy he is Papa John. And for him to do what he did, the whole company is just going to, they're going to suffer.
It's not looking good, I'm going to tell you.
If you're Pizza Hut, you're loving it.
By the way, yeah, morons, this is Bill and Ted's third one. It'll be their third one. We knew that, duh. Right? Right, we knew that.
Yeah, you knew that, right? You knew that, right, Sean?
Yeah.
You knew that.
Of course.
You knew that.
I agree with BJ. Leave them alone. Leave the comedies alone.
The comedies. That's
so
the ones.
So many have been ruined.
Yes, they get ruined.
And then one lady says, I know I'm late to the game about grocery store cart shaming, but girl, I got to tell you, my mom wears Depends. And that is just absolutely mortifying when you have to put it in your cart. You put it way deep under the rest of the groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, if I see that in your basket, I just go to a different line.
I call you, hey, poopy pants.
Then leave. Then I go to the line.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I just up top, poopy pants.
Not only do I feel bad for you, I don't even be standing next to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I don't shame. I high five. I want to poop in my pants.
Can't wait till the day.
I'm a little jealous. Poop in pants. All right, that's probably mean. Finally, Kris Jenner calls cheating on her husband, Robert Kardashian, one of the biggest regrets of her life. Yeah. Why is she even talking about it? He's dead.
I don't even get that. I don't even get why she made that statement.
I don't know. She said it's a sneak peek at an interview. It was set to air on, it's going to air Sunday. They're doing this new show. It looks kind of cool. It's called Objectified. And they go behind the scenes of like Dr. Phil. And it's Harvey's show. What's his name from TMZ?
TMZ?
Mm-hmm. She opens up about how her infidelity tore the relationship apart. I married Robert when I was 22 years old and I got pregnant on our honeymoon. I had the happiest life you could have ever dreamt about. But when you're in something, sometimes people think the grass is always greener, and that's what I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went with a man-woman thing.
Yeah.
You didn't even know?
The rumor is she was with OJ.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big rumor, too.
Yeah.
That's the days we're talking about. This way before Bruce.
I'm kind of happy that Caitlyn changed to a woman.
Are you?
I am.
It's finally sunk in?
Yeah, I'm really happy. It's like, you know what? Yeah.
Is this something you woke up this morning?
And all of a sudden
the light went off?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know.
What makes you happy about it?
A couple things. First of all, that happened to Kris Jenner. And you are not good enough to keep a man, girl. And then second.
Or a woman.
That she just did it. Caitlyn just did it right in front of. It seems to me that Kris Jenner is so controlling that she probably knew that she wanted to be a woman. And she kept saying, like, just hide it. Right. It'll destroy her empire. Yeah. And that that Bruce, when he was Bruce, was like, I don't care about this empire. I'm doing this. And I'm doing it out loud.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
But when he sees news like Kylie being $900 million, in the bank.
Yeah.
Do you think that makes him a little sad that he's cut off all these relationships with his kids?
I know if my kid had $900 million and I didn't talk to him, I'd be sad.
Yeah, me too. All of a sudden, it's like Tori Spelling, you know, with her mom.
Yeah.
You know, mom's a billionaire and you're barely scraping by.
He needs to send Kylie an edible arrangement.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
She needs to send.
I got a feeling that Caitlyn is, I don't know where she's making her money right now.
That's a great point. Where does
she's not a part of any show anymore. And
she
I know
does
she's probably,
public speaking.
I know she's probably got, some money in the bank, but they live a lifestyle that's out of control.
Out of control.
Yeah. I mean, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
That's what I tried to explain to somebody because they're like, I'm like, how do these people go bankrupt? And again, I'll say it. You cut a manager fee, which is like 6%. You have an agent fee, which is like 10%.
Yeah.
You have a lawyer fee, which is like 3%.
California taxes.
Which is a
lot. Hammer these people.
Yeah. So I know somebody getting a contract of like $5 million a year. I don't know. Everybody
takes a cut. And then though, Jimmy, you live that lifestyle. Okay. Now you're paying a hair person to come to your house. You don't even go to a salon. They come to your house for you. You've got chefs in your house. And this stuff runs up thousands of dollars a day.
Although I wish we had that Prima service here.
What's that?
Primo. I think it's Primo.
Primo?
I see it on Real Housewives. It's this service, and you go beep, 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 beep. And you're like, oh, my God, I'd like my hair done. And it's, like, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for rich people. Yeah. And they come to your house with some clippers. Even they'll come there, and they'll do your nose hairs.
Really?
In the privacy of your own home.
I think I'm going to stick with the barber college. It's only a dollar. For a haircut.
No, that's true.
And those kids, they need to learn on something.
Looks good.
Well, I got to go in this weekend. Yeah.
Somebody just texted us, by the way, you guys, today's show is bogus, most non-triumphant. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash. Ta-da.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.